Nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health journalist, and of course, he has a certainly his own website where he talks about health and health issues, and he has several products. But he's going to be talking about a relatively new product, and yet it's an old, very old product. It's one of the things I can remember 35 years ago hearing people talking about, and suddenly realizing, of course, that garlic suddenly and allicin, the active ingredient, and garlic has been around for a long time and has many, many, certainly the qualities that make it essential for good health. But I'm going to let Bill tell you all about it because he's analyzed this and he has certainly a very fascinating product we're going to be talking about. Bill Sardi, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We do want to alert everybody. I don't want to make this a commercial per se. So, we are a sponsor of your program, but we're happy to sponsor without any commercials attached. But tonight we wanted to lead off by warning everybody that the California flu death trap. Now, what has happened in California is being hidden by the public health authorities for whatever odd reason, and we're going to explain why. That there are 243 people, rising then to 302 people, who have died of the flu who should have never died. The people that usually die are under age 3 or over age 65. These are all people age 25 to 64. It does not make any sense. A lot of them were inoculated. They received the flu shot. Nonetheless, they died. Now, this is being covered up. I think the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, certainly knows parts of what I'm going to tell our audience today. It's not a hot lot of the flu vaccine where it's too virulent or something. It's not anything like that. What we've been able to put together is why it's in California and not in any of the other states. 17-fold increase in flu deaths this year. And even though the flu season has peaked, the deaths keep being reported. And if this keeps going this way, we will have lost 1,000 Californians who never should have died. So why in California? Well, it turns out that the Affordable Care Act this year in California is giving away free flu shots. So what happens here is you get someone whose immune system is down. They've got a runny nose, cold. These are called rhinoviruses or adenoviruses. And they go into the pharmacy to get something for that cold. And so they might be reaching for something as innocent looking as NyQuil. We'll tell you about it in a second. And while they're at the counter paying for their NyQuil, the clerk might say, you know, we looked on your sheet here. And it says that you're covered by insurance, and under the Affordable Care Act, you get a free flu shot. So the person rolls up their sleeve and gets it while they're there. A tragic decision. You should never have a flu shot when you already have viruses and your immune system is down. So you take home the NyQuil. The NyQuil is loaded with acetaminophen, which is a Tylenol, and it depletes you of vitamin C. The flu depletes you of vitamin C, and you end up in the morgue. That's our story today. How to avoid the California flu trap. Don't take anything with acetaminophen in it, and don't get the flu shot when you're sick.
And of course, this is the thing. Basically, the last thing you want to do is take any sort of an immunization when your immunity is down, because of course the flu shot will make your immunity go down even further. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is certainly talking about a study done recently that pointed out that if people who went to the hospital and suddenly with a temperature of 101 or less, they gave them acetaminophen, which, of course, you find acetaminophen at NyQuil, but sometimes the doctors maybe just give acetaminophen to bring down the temperature, but with a temperature of 101, you don't have to bring it down. But, of course, if you did that, 16% of them died. And basically, if you give the acetaminophen until their temperature was up over 104 or 105, only 2% died. So go right ahead. Now, basically, that's an awful high death rate, isn't it?
It's very high death rate, particularly in an intensive care unit. And see, there's no reason why people in middle age should be dying at all, and we know that the young people don't have a developed immune system. The older people have a used-up one. So that makes sense. The vaccine doesn't work very well, anywhere from 30 to 50, 60% in the very young and the very old, so it doesn't work as well among them. But in regular folks, and the point is, we shouldn't really be given flu shots. We should be given vitamin D. And so the issue is, you know, what we're doing is giving a little bit of disease. Now, if we explain that at the counter where the drug store is, if we explain we're going to give you a little bit of the flu virus while you already have two cold viruses, I don't think anybody would go for it. We think that that the flu shot is good for us. No, it's not. Not when we're when our immune system's down, because you're going to get a little bit of the disease, and it could take over and become a mortal threat. So we certainly don't want to be doing that. But why live in the dark ages with what I call the cowpox technology? You know, the way back, William Jenner found that the milkmaids didn't get the pox, and therefore the smallpox. So they created little cuts in them, and then had them rub up next to kids, and they inoculated them that way, and so then the antibodies were made. Well, you can get, if you're taking a lot of vitamin D and C, well, like we do in our home, and zinc, and we let our child get sick. He doesn't get really sick because he's taking CD and a lot more, those two vitamins and zinc. So fever comes, we give more, and it's calmed down. He may stay home. He may not go out with others or go to school. But the point is, he's getting through, and he's not suffering. And you give him a week at home, and he's made the antibodies, and he goes back to school or wherever he does. This is nonsense to keep inoculating everybody. How many pathogenic germs are there between bacteria, viruses, and all, we would be making hundreds of vaccines. So, and these things don't work, and they're potentially dangerous. We, in the polio vaccine, we're giving more people polio from the vaccine than we are from the native threat in the environment these days. So this is kind of what's going on. And so what could we possibly do once we get these kinds of things? Take high-dose vitamin D, like 50,000 units, maybe twice a day. It's not toxic. And modern medicine is years behind here, not learning what to do. Even with a plain runny nose cold, it'll shut it off because it activates white blood cells called neutrophils to come to your rescue quickly. So, and vitamin C is important, and the zinc. So, and there are zinc lozenges for this, by the way. So it's very important. You just do what Mother Nature has for you, and certainly, what else could we do? Well, I'm writing a paper right now, and what I'm writing about is something called the aggregate biological threat. You know, every one of us, every day, we just bombarded with information about bacteria in cooked, uncooked food, and then there's drugs that are seemingly safe that aren't, like aspirin, which actually causes bleeding, gastric ulcers, and brain hemorrhage. And there's pollutants in the environment, all manner of them. And we have funguses in the air, one of them called valley fever. We have no real treatment for it, not a good treatment for it. We have chlorine in our tap water. Yes, it kills germs, but it itself is a little toxic. We have heavy metals, mercury in our dental fillings, and we have lead, which has been taken out of the various things and put in roadways because they tried to get rid of the lead, so now it's still in our environment. We have parasitic germs, H. pylori, the little bug that causes gastric ulcers and eventually gastric cancer. 52% of us have that. We have the overgrowth of yeast infections, Candida albicans, over 70% of us, because we're sugar lovers, and the more high fructose corn syrup we get, the more Candida albicans that grows over, and that makes us a sugar craver, a further sugar craver. So when we look at all these things, high fructose corn syrup is a toxic form of sugar itself. There are carcinogens when we cook our food. One of them is called acrylamide. There's another one called dioxin. So we can go on with all of these health threats. How many of them are there? They're endless. Food poisoning, and it just is endless for us all. What we could come down with: bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoeba, protozoa. They're everywhere. And if we were to pick something, because the modern medicine tries to pick these apart and have a different drug for every disease and every health threat. And we can't use them till we get the problem. So there's no prevention. And we certainly can't use them unnecessarily for the antibiotics because we induce germ resistance, another problem. So if we were headed to the dark ages again, as Centers for Disease Control says we're in, in the post-antibiotic era, the antibiotics are now not working. 32,000 Americans are dying needlessly because the antibiotics don't work anymore. With all of these problems put on the table that I just talked about, plus aging itself and all the chronic diseases comes with it, and all of our bad health habits, alcohol, tobacco use, overconsumption of food, and we could just keep going, what is the total aggregate health threat, and how could we address it? And we're down to one molecule that addresses every one of these things I just said, and it's garlic. And it's as ancient as, man, you know, armies went to war. The Roman soldiers went to war chewing garlic. The Egyptians, the Chinese, the Greeks, the Japanese, they all adopted garlic in their arsenal of medicine. These were all things that were done. Whatever we've done, we've forgotten the lessons of the past. And there's somewhat of a good reason, because fresh garlic certainly is going to deliver for you. And so you all learn how to use it. If you cook it, you don't get the main antibiotic molecule called allicin. And if you heat it up, it won't work the same way. It still has some good properties. Still has sulfur in it, which is good for you. Selenium, other good ingredients in there, but you lost the main ingredient, which was allicin. Well, allicin is activated by an enzyme, and if we put that in our digestive tract and have it, we can crush a clove of garlic outside our stomach. That's allicin, because it mixes the enzyme, and we get allicin. The problem is it's so pungent and so odorous, most of us don't like taking it. And if we kept taking a fresh clove every day, I've heard some brave people try to do it, but it burns our esophagus, our throat, this kind of thing. And it burns your stomach when you're eating it, because it's pretty caustic. But the point is there is a new kind of garlic pill out today. And it assuredly produces the allicin, and it's buffered. That is, it has alkaline minerals surrounding it. It goes into your stomach. It negates temporarily the acid stomach. And in 9 seconds later, you have real allicin. And that is the real primary ingredient that produces all of the wonderful health effects of garlic. Now, in order for you to get this, you're going to get confused, because there are 8 or 9 products on the store shelves that say they have allicin in it. And the reason why they say that is they test those in water, and you put it in a dish of water, that's neutral pH, and so it makes allicin. But if you put it in vinegar, which is acid, acetic acid, then you're going to simulate stomach acid, and no allicin will be produced. So they don't test it the proper way. It's mislabeled, and there's a product out there that says something max, and it says it has 100 milligrams or 150 milligrams of pure allicin powder. You couldn't possibly have 150 milligrams. It's so pungent, you would have a hole in your stomach. So the point is, there's a lot of false advertising here. And a new type of garlic powder has been developed. It's actually been around a little bit, but they didn't know how to market it. These people came to me, and we call it Garlazyme. And it's cheaper than dirt. Garlic powder should be. Tons of it made. It just has to be mixed in a patented way with the alkaline minerals. It's buffered so there isn't garlic breath, and it's buffered so you really produce the allicin. And people that are listening, they can go to garlazyme.com, garlizyme.com. Watch my chalk talk there. There's a little visual and graphic for you to watch and learn all about this. If you buy in quantity a 4-month supply, it's $8 and change, no shipping. You can't buy a dietary supplement more economical than this, full 30-day supply times 4 months, and you get all this. It's the most economical dietary supplement out there. So the point is, we can get a major weapon. Now, we don't have anything that protects us and doesn't induce germ resistance. Garlic, no germ resistance noted over the centuries. And, of course, what do we have for all of these other maladies? We have Allison from Garlic, and now there's a way consumers can get.
And this has been around for a long time. I can remember 35 years ago, actually, when I first got interested in alternative health care and seeing some fellow. And I thought he was about 50 years old. He was 75. But he took garlic on a regular basis. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so the Bill is pointing out that certainly that garlic is an amazing molecule because it actually will neutralize bacteria and viruses. Yeast, it will actually suddenly affect parasites. It'll just kill parasites. It'll even help you to chelate certainly the various heavy metals that you've been taking in. And so many of these are deleterious for us. So garlic has so many possible utilizations. And so efficiently. It is effective in taking care and neutralizing bacteria and viruses and yeasts and funguses and parasites. Go right ahead, Bill.
It decalcifies the arteries, another mineral that leads us to premature aging. And as I pointed out, when we're growing, we need minerals. We need calcium for our bones, iron to make red blood cells, copper to make collagen and connective tissue. When we're fully grown, aging starts because we start to accumulate those minerals. We begin to rust and calcify, first the men, later the women, because they're menstruating and dumping iron and giving calcium to their babies. And when all of that round of fertility is finished with women, then the change of life comes and they begin to age at the same rate of men. But this is why women live a little bit longer, because they don't accumulate the minerals for as many years as a male does. So by age 40, a 40-year-old man has twice as much calcium and four times as much calcium, and twice as much iron stored in his body as an equal-age 40-year-old female, and he has twice the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Okay, garlic chelates or attaches or claws and grabs too. That's the meaning of chelating, and takes out of our system excess calcium and excess iron and copper and all of these heavy metals that we're talking about. So it is an anti-aging agent, which we have to address aging itself, because most of the chronic diseases and most of the medicines we're taking are due to chronic issues from aging. We're just getting older. Now, garlic is kind of pungent, and because it's a little pungent, the body perceives it as something that's a little noxious, and therefore it activates a defensive gene called NRF2 in our system, and it makes internal antioxidants. They're little enzymatic antioxidants, and so they're called catalase superoxide dismutase glutathione. So the antioxidant system is alerted and always turned on when we're taking garlic. Now, that is an anti-aging mechanism itself. And we could just go on and on and on. Now, for all of you listening, I know, okay, you love garlic, and I know you do, and you can crush a clove, and by all means, try it that way. And most people can't tolerate it that way, and they're going to need, from the garlic odor or because it's just extremely pungent on the throat and stomach, and you might want to try one of these buffered garlic pills called Garlazyme. And you go and watch my little chalk talk there trying to explain all this. And it's garlazyme.com, Garlizyme. There's a phone number, 866-674-3955. You can leave your phone number. They'll call you back.
Well, please put that telephone number out a couple of times, because the people never get it the first time.
You know, we did this on the air last time, and we got over 130 people that called. 866-674-3955. Remember, I'm talking about something that is extremely economical. $8 and change for a 30-day supply. You buy it in quantity to get that price. But, you know, it's a wonderful price. We passed all this along. The shipping is included. There's no buyer's remorse, nothing out of this. The price point is correct for everyone, because we realize today, you know, what's happened in our economy. If you listen to Radio Liberty, all your listeners, they know that we've got 85% of the public only own 7% of the wealth in the country. The wealth has been taken and given away. So we need things that are less than $10 if we're going to help people today. Well, of all the things, the number one thing and the premier garlic powder on the market, the one that really works, is the lowest price. And that they used to say, when you buy something, quality, service, or price, which two of the three do you want? Well, in Garlazyme, you get all three, the price, the quality, and the service. So it's Garlazyme. I've had a wonderful relationship with the people who developed this and didn't know how to market it correctly. And we're real happy that we had an opportunity to do this, because we love telling stories to people how to stay healthy and away from doctoring. And someday here, we hope the garlic essentially should be able to rid us of the dependence of most of the medicines we're on. It's an antihypertensive agent. It lowers our blood sugar, but only when we have abnormally high blood sugar. It addresses malignancies. It addresses all of the issues, obesity and diabetes and all of these major issues.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is George Wiley. And most of you now know what so incredible that miracle itself really is, a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the Allicin will actually kill literally almost every virus and every bacterium and every different type. It doesn't matter what type it is, a parasite, a yeast. Why the Allicin will kill this. It also has an effect on blood pressure. It has an effect on certainly on diabetes. It is a chelating agent. It's an amazing, amazing product. It's been known for thousands and thousands of years, but certainly is not in the armamentarium of the average doctor today. But of course, you can get this through Bill, and it's actually, it has the advantage now that, of course, it becomes active because, of course, the stomach acid does not destroy it. And ordinarily, as you ingest a garlic product or garlic powder or Allicin powder, why certainly the acid in your stomach will neutralize it. But this is an alkaline product, and because of that, why then you can actually absorb the Allicin. So go right ahead, Bill.
By the way, it activates the same survival gene called sirtuin-1 that red wine pills do. You've heard me on the air here talking about that. So what a bargain we get. Let's just try anthrax. Okay, we had the anthrax powder put in the mail. There wasn't enough antibiotic in stock to protect everybody. Well, farmers used garlic powder to protect against anthrax. In a study done in a laboratory, they used all of the antibiotics, the mycins and the psyllins and all of them. And the most effective agent was allicin from fresh crushed garlic. So it works the best. Now, how do we get it without all the pungency and all the cost? Because we certainly need something that's comfortable for our pocketbook and doesn't produce the garlic odor. And that's what some wonderful folks have done. It's called a garlicine pill because it preserves the enzyme called allainase that turns the garlic powder into allicin. So that's the chemistry behind it. And certainly, we're just looking at all this now and realizing, where have we gone wrong? Lives obviously are being lost, whether it's from the flu, whether it's from malignancies, whatever it is. And we have a whole bunch of things from West Nile virus to, all kinds of things that are we think they're untreatable. There's a little fungal infection, valley fever. It gets everybody in the Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico area, and so on, certain agriculture areas. It's a fungus in the air, and it gets in your lungs. It's very difficult to beat, but garlic knocks it down. So hookworm and tapeworm, you go into a third world country, you may get these things. Nematodes are little things. Ticks, we have tick disease from ticks. Well, it kills the ticks. It kills the insects that carry malaria, and it goes on and on and on. Really, you can't think of something that it doesn't fix. And the bigger thing, of course, we're concerned about is the chronic disorders of aging, but we were saying there are enteric-coated pills, garlic pills, and the problem is they don't work. They were an embarrassment over a decade ago because they pass through the whole system and out of your body sometimes before they open up, or they open up in the acid stomach, they open up too fast. They've just not been reliable, and they embarrass all of natural medicine when they failed to lower cholesterol reliably in some studies that were done. And then all the doctors backed off of it. So now we have proven in human studies a way to reliably produce the allicin molecule. And in a study recently done, they found that if you produce the allicin, you produce a small bit of a toxic gas, hold on now, called hydrogen sulfide, just a tiny bit. And that's called volcano gas. If you had four big whiffs of it, you'd be in the morgue. But it's just a tiny amount. And that alerts your body's defenses. It signals to make nitric oxide, another little gas, and it widens your blood vessels, sends a little ripple through your system, and you're widening or dilating your blood vessels, controlling your blood pressure. And that's a health signal going through your whole circulatory system, and so they found now they're trying to develop drugs to do this. When garlic does it, in the study that I'm just mentioning that just demonstrated this, it was garlic that was used, but they buried that fact because they want to make synthetic drugs to do this. You don't have to wait for that.
And because basically the last thing they would really want, the pharmaceutical industry would want, is something that was really effective, that was inexpensive, that would detract from all of the way overpriced drugs that are being put out. I mean, we're talking about some pills, $500 to $1,000 a month. Well, I said they will take callers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But before we go on, Bill, I want you to get your website and I want you to get your telephone number out again so people would know how to get in touch with you and certainly get this. You're talking about certainly less than $8 a month plus change. $8 a month plus change, you have to get 4 months' supply. But of course, it'll last you for 4 months. So how can people get in touch with you and if they're interested in learning more about this product?
Garlizyme.com, GARLIZYME.com. I urge people to go there if they can. Some people don't have the internet, but it's a wonderful way to see some visuals, including my Chalk Talk presentation, so they get it all and share it with others, obviously, and get this story in its largesse and its enormity, what a big story this is, and it's always been here. It's safe to use. We just didn't have obviously the garlic breath and the pungency, and we didn't have the assured way of delivering the Allicin, and now we have a way of doing all this very economically. And, of course, you can go to garlicime.com. You can call 866-674-3955. Leave your name and phone number. They'll get back to you. And if you want to talk to me, they'll be happy to call you and put you through to me. So they'll do that for you. So,
okay, well, let's go to Jeanette, who's calling us from Watsonville. Hi, Jeanette. Do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes, I do. I might have missed this earlier, but does garlicime, how is that with cataracts?
What about, how is it with cataracts? Would it have any effect at all on cataracts?
We don't have any studies that I've seen on it. But since garlic, and particularly Allicin, these are sulfur compounds. And sulfur then is going to generate glutathione. Glutathione is the major antidote against the development of cataracts. So I would say that, yes, it would be effective, and certainly for that. And so it would be worth trying. By the way, I've had a number of people call me since we've just got our start talking to the world about this wonderful garlic pill. And they were most of the people were taking two a day, and their heartburn is gone. They no longer need the heartburn remedies at all. Now, this little bug called H. pylori is probably what is killing, and then you don't have the heartburn anymore. But for eye problems, certainly, and I can't think of an eye problem it would help. It retards abnormal blood vessels at the back of the eye. I can't say garlicime does this legally because it's never been tested, but retarding blood vessels that are abnormal at the back of the eye, that's wet macular degeneration and so on. We're improving circulation. We're dilating blood vessels. There are numerous diseases where you're not getting enough circulation, and therefore new blood vessels form. These are abnormal blood vessels. And it creates disease. So if you have enough dilation or widening of blood vessels and enough oxygen being delivered to these tissues, then you don't have that occurring. So I can't think of one disease that wouldn't be helped by this, certainly the eye diseases. We have a very, very strong idea, and we're sharing it with some of the doctors doing the research, that garlic is probably, theoretically, a cure for the dry form of macular degeneration, because we see a lot of immune response there, and we see a lot of sugar effect. The people that are diabetic tend to have a lot more macular degeneration. So garlic addresses this. Garlic calms our blood sugar. By the way, if you're used to using aged garlic, I am not going to dismiss aged garlic. It's very well. This is the Kyolic folks. They make a wonderful product. It's very well scientifically documented. You just don't get the Allicin. But every kind of garlic you get, even if you've cooked it, even whatever you've done, you're getting some health benefit. You're getting some effect. You're getting some good nutrients and sulfur and selenium and so on. It's just that you need this main molecule called Allicin. And so garlic's good for you in any form you want to take it. It's just if you want to get the primary one that's the way this is all documented in the literature, and we're producing a report as I'm speaking on the aggregate biological threats that we face. How in the world could we face every biological threat, plus aging, every one of these chemicals they've thrown into our environment, every one of these things that's going on, all of these high fructose corn syrups, and it just goes on and on with all the stuff we talk about, dioxin and PCBs, and I could name them ad infinitum. And garlic, for whatever reason, we're putting the references on this report so people can click through and see it for themselves. And garlic abolishes, eradicates, normalizes, and takes care of these issues. By the way, garlic, the Allicin in the garlic is an insect repellent. If a bug scratches a garlic clove, it activates and scratches where the enzyme is and then activates the Allicin, and it sends the insect on its way. So, it's what it is. And it sends the signal the same way.
What about sore legs?
In our body.
What was your other question?
It's really quick. The sore leg muscles, so I feel very tired quite often.
Okay, sore leg muscles. And for that one, try the garlic, and I would say some vitamin C with it. Okay. Sore leg muscles can be from a lot of things. And, again, sulfur type of things tend to help with that a great deal. Magnesium might help with that. Sore muscles, that might be peripheral artery disease as well, and you may want some vitamin C.
Okay, fine. Okay, thanks, Jennifer. We're going to have to let you go because we've got a board full of people calling in here. We have Sandra calling from Yakima, Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Sandra, calling from Yakima. Do you have a question or comment? Go
ahead. Hello, Dr. Stan. Yes, I had a question for Mr. Sardi. I was wondering, do you chew the garlic or do you just swallow it?
If you've got a garlic clove in front of you, there's a garlic bulb, pull off a clove. Now, you need to really crush and macerate that and mix it as much as possible in order to mix the enzyme in there and make the allicin. And the allicin will stay around for a few hours.
Okay.
And then it goes away by itself, so it's not going to keep in the refrigerator overnight. But now you have real allicin. Now, if you can handle every day swallowing one of those. I can do it one day, but I'm not sure I can do it every day. And there's some brave people who venture to do it fine. And I'm just, we're just trying to tell you straight the best information we can. For most people, they feel they need a garlic pill. And that houses the garlic so it isn't pungent in your throat. And then it opens up in the digestive tract. And, of course, then we buffered it. The stomach acid can't destroy the enzyme.
Okay, anything else, Sandra?
I was wondering, how long does it take to work? Do you have any idea?
Immediately.
Oh, thank you.
Okay fine. Let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, sure. I have a particular problem with garlic, let me tell you what my problem is. It seems like when I do consume garlic, if I don't cook it, and because I understand when you cook anything beyond a certain temperature, enzymes usually cannot survive, I think, about 160 degrees or something like that. So when I cook garlic, I don't have a problem. But when I don't cook it, I get a pain right where my... It's called the ciliocecal valve or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I get a pain right there, and so that.
Well, that of course that is the beauty of this, Joe, because
I get a pain in the same place, but not with the garlazyme cap.
And basically, because a garlazyme tablet is buffered, so you're not going to get the irritation from it, Joe. All you could do is try it and see if it'll help you. But believe me, Bill Sardi, I've known for a number of years. He's reliable, and when he says something, he has scientific foundation for it. Anything else that you want to say, Bill?
No, I just think that everybody knows about garlic. They're not concerned about having to call the doctor to use it. We use it every day. I'm just trying to educate everybody how to do it. Yes, you can use fresh crushed garlic if you can tolerate it. But if you can't tolerate, then call the Garlazyme folks. They've got something that actually works.
Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, so what you just said is that it's buffered with an alkaline
mineral
coating or whatever.
9 seconds, and then you've got the real allicin. So you don't have to...
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, it protects the enzyme allicin in your stomach, so you're able to get past the stomach, but then that allicin, which is what I think is what's affecting that particular area of my small and large intestines, that valve.
It's pungent, but it's not going to bite you like you. Believe me, I've had that bite. I've taken those garlic.
Joe, the only thing you can do is try it and see, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Give
but I hate
shot.
To buy 4 months of it, and then I got this, I got 4 months of garlic on my hands.
Well, come on. Well, you heard about it here. You can complain, and we'll give you your money back. Come on.
Okay, got it.
Well, I already recommended a customer. She already bought 4 months' supply.
Dr. Stan's going to beat me over the head if I'm not good to all of the listeners.
Okay.
Look, I'll give it a shot. Like you said, I can get my money back, right?
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye,
all right. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go to Sandra's calling. It's from Tri-Cities. I tell her. Hi, Sandra. Do you have a question or comment for me?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing good. Say, I heard you mention something about glutathione, Mr. Sardi,
yes.
As far as the eye. Isn't glutathione really excellent for helping clean your liver to detox your body?
Your liver's a repository for extra glutathione. Can send it to places where it's needed. Every cell can make it. You need sulfur to do it. And when it's activated, it means your body's sick. So it's making it when you need it. But rather than making it on an as-needed basis, what garlic provokes it to do is think that you need it, that something's wrong, and now it's on all the time, and therefore, let's say you had a stroke or a heart attack or something, all the defenses were already switched on, and you don't get the same damage to the brain and the heart and these things. This is called, cardioprotection or preconditioning, and so this is the benefit of this. They think in the French that the way they drink their wine and have their garlic and so on, they're having silent heart attacks. They don't even know they had a heart attack because they don't have any damage to their heart. So this is what garlic can do. It's just a class of a molecule all by itself, and we're just missing this wonderful story for the sake of a reliable way to deliver it.
Sandra, hang on for just a minute, but
sure.
Before we go to the break, get your telephone number out and your website one more time.
It's 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. Remember, it's Garlazyme, GARLIZYME.com. It's $8 and change for a four-month supply. And
$8 for each month,
right. Month. And so I have to make everybody sure that they understood what I said.
Okay, fine. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening's been Bill Sardi. We're talking about all the various things, and Bill even mentions that this may well help Alzheimer's disease, but suddenly it can even have an effect on cancers and other things. An amazing, amazing molecule that's been known for thousands of years, and really in cases, unless you're into alternative health, why most people are simply ignoring this, but the beauty of this is it's buffered so you can take it and you'll not only get the all the other benefits of the garlic, but you will get the allicin, which is the most active of the enzymes there. Bill Sardi, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the conversation with Bill Sardi. Bill's a personal friend of ours. He does help Radio Liberty. But he is certainly, when we last did a program with him, they had 136 responses to that. And this is amazing. We hope he gets as good a response this evening. And we hope that certainly you'll give serious considerations to giving it a try, and it could be something that would really help you. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. Yes, we do have a few advertisers, but primarily we're listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, but we have to maintain certainly our network of stations. And this program this evening is probably heard about 11, 12 different stations. And then, of course, we have the Internet, and we have the satellite, and we have the satellite receiver. And so we have all sorts of means of getting this this program and our afternoon programs are even heard on lots more stations. But it's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to be part of our team and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can either get the newsletter, you can get the newsletter and 4 best CDs or 4 best tapes of the month, or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then we carry a line of health products. Now, we don't carry Garlazyme because we don't want to compete with our friend Bill Sardi, but we do have a lot of other products, the magnesium, selenium. Certainly, most people are deficient in magnesium. And then, of course, you need other things to help boost your immune system, like allicin, like immune support. I should say like allobiotic and immune support. If you'd like a list of the health products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And just ask for a list of the health products, or you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. There's a section there on the health products that we carry. Of course, we carry a Miracle 2 soap products. We carry Berkey products. We carry a gasoline preservative. We have all sorts of interesting products that we carry, and simply go to our website and look at the various items that we have there, and they all certainly go in to help finance what we do. I do not take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. And we work full-time at this because we think it's worthwhile. We hope we're having an impact. We know more and more people out across America are getting educated. And, of course, if you'd like to become part of our team, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there and you can watch the DVDs. You can listen to our programs 4 hours a day. Certainly you can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on certainly on the Georgia Guidestones, on the population control agenda. We have a section there. It's like new items on the Internet. It's right up at the top, certainly just below the big blue banner. And certainly we put something there several times a day. The things that we think are important for you to read. And we do hope that you'll want to go there. Radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes with our with William Grigg to wrap up the program for this week.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. knife, live a life from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who for many years was the senior correspondent for the New American Magazine. He's worked for the Republic Magazine. He's a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. He regularly writes for Lou Rockwell Today. You can get his radio program. You can go to his website. He even writes the newsletter for Radio Liberty. And as always, with great pleasure, the last program of the week here on Friday evening, William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on this evening.
And thank you. And we did get your newsletter, and we've enjoyed it, and we're preparing it, and we're going to have that out. Once again, another masterpiece.
But thank you
so very much. And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
There are so many things that we need to discuss, and much of this falls into the category of borderline apocalyptic events. I think that we have to talk about the impending conflict with Russia, which is a nightmare scenario on many fronts, not the least of which is the fact that you have the regime in Washington, D.C., which is a revolutionary socialist regime, manipulating us into a conflict with a post-revolutionary socialist regime in Russia, where nobody would benefit except for the people who want to be the architects of this new global condominium, in which you would find functionally interchangeable governments coalescing against the population of the world. It would be corporate socialist in nature. I do think that it's a mark of hubris or arrogance, if you will, on the part of Washington to be issuing ultimatums to Russia with respect to the impending Crimean referendum on Sunday. And it's entirely possible, given the nature of governments in general, but the Russian government in particular, that you're going to have a phony and rigged event that's going to consecrate a preordained conclusion, which would be the reabsorption of Crimea into the Russian Federation, into Russia proper. That's something which is troubling.
All right, well, hold that thought, and Sydney, our guest question is William Grigg, and we're simply talking about what's going to be coming down this weekend. But I have an uneasy feeling this whole thing is being manipulated, that we're not getting the truth at all. But I think there are going to be disastrous financial implications. Sydney is certainly Russia and China and India. I mean, here you're talking about almost half the population of the world. Sydney, Brazil, South Africa, and so many of these countries are going to begin pulling away financially from America. And we're saying, oh, we're going to put all sorts of sanctions on you, and boy, we're really going to hurt you financially. But if all these other countries suddenly join together against America with the massive debts we have, having to borrow $1 trillion a year, over $1 trillion a year. Why, of course, instead of decimating Russia as we're threatening, this could have a devastating effect on the United States economically. And I don't think the average individual has any idea what would happen if suddenly the dollar lost its position as the reserve currency of the world. But William, you pick up the story.
I think you've laid out one of the nightmare scenarios very capably here, Dr. Stan, and that is the potential here that we're going to have a huge and very disastrous economic impact because of the fact that Washington pretends as if it is solvent right now and as if it were in a position to be dictating economic terms to Russia. It isn't. And this is something we're already seeing, and the effects are already being felt right now.
Well, we're going to have to just be back here in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, suddenly we're borrowing $1 trillion a year. We've increased our national debt for 5 years, almost $7 trillion. It took $200 to get $1 trillion of debt.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allison from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allison, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And William is simply pointing out that suddenly it was announced in the Wall Street Journal this morning, something like $105 billion had been removed of U.S. Treasury bonds, had been disposed of by the central banks. We're not sure which ones, but this is simply $105 billion. Remember, the foreign banks already control maybe about $3 trillion, but suddenly that $100 billion, what's that? We must understand that we have an integrated world financial system. And basically, of course, we put sanctions on Russia. Russia will retaliate. We have a lot of large Ford motor plants over there. They'll simply seize the motor plants. We say we're going to seize Russian assets so they can't use them in the West. Well, Boeing has a large plant over there. The Russian banks have borrowed a great deal of money from Western banks, and the Russian banks will say, you're holding our money. We're not going to pay you the money back. The countless billions are hundreds of billions of dollars we borrowed from you. Why suddenly do you? Why don't you just go to talk to Putin and see if he wants us to give it back to you? And basically, we can certainly retaliate against the Russians, but the question is, can we do more? They do more harm to us than we can do to them. And what happens if some of Russia's allies, like China, or India or Brazil or South Africa or other countries, I should go right along with them. And right now, of course, they're saying, well, Cindy, we're going to prevent you from selling your oil and your natural gas. But, of course, countries throughout the world need oil and natural gas. And Germany seems to be going along with this, but they get 30% of their natural gas from Russia. What happens, of course, when Russia cuts off natural gas to Europe? Well, we say, after all, America's got lots of natural gas. And 2 years from now, why would we be in a position to start exporting natural gas to Europe? What's going to happen in the next 2 years to the economy over there in Europe? Well, they say, well, we've got lots of storage. Yeah, they may have enough storage for a month or 2 months. But what happens after 2 months to the European economy? William, I'm going to be quiet, and you pick up the story.
I think you've laid out some of the likely consequences of what's happening right now in a very compelling way. And I do think that this underscores something that we've been discussing for years, quite literally, in these Friday night chats. That is the fact that you've got these BRIC nations, of course, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And there are others who are sort of in orbit around that little nucleus of socialist and nominally anti-U.S. power. The BRIC nations are actually in the business of providing resources and products that the rest of the world is willing to buy. And many of them are badly over-leveraged. Many of these countries are badly over-leveraged, like the United States. China, for instance, has just seen its banking sector put on notice that we can expect seeing a wave of, not foreclosures, but a bankruptcy that are part of the collapsing speculative bubble in China. China, of course, is a socialist government, corporate socialist like ours, but they arrived at that destination from a different vector. But they've badly overbuilt their economy in the same way that we've overbuilt ours. The biggest difference is that they have been manufacturing things and selling things. And the United States has been exporting debt, essentially, and acting as if through arbitrage and being the system administrator for this global architecture of power, we're actually providing something of value to the world. We've not been providing anything to the world. We've been exporting the debt and drones. And, of course, bad ambassadors, bad emissaries for the United States in the form of diplomatic and cultural personnel who've done a great deal to turn much world opinion against us. So we're at a point here where the United States government is still pretending as if it can command and the world will obey, because they are pretending as if we're still the world's most dynamic economy. And, of course, we've not been for quite some time, and under Obama our economic situation has become very sickly, and it's becoming increasingly bad. We see a redefinition now of what recovery consists of, where leading spokespeople in the administration and on Capitol Hill are trying to tell us that there's a great blessing to be had in unemployment. And this, of course, is not true. You've got people like Nancy Pelosi saying that we'll be able to follow our bliss because we're only going to be working 10 or 20 hours a week. We're going to have a radically reduced standard of living, and that's something that's being presented to us as a virtue. Well, you can't really make a virtue out of that necessity, and the necessity exists because the federal government has been systematically destroying our productive economy.
And I think it's important for people to understand that right now we do have a pretty much a utopian society. Why we have such a wonderful Social Security benefits, we have unemployment benefits, we have disability benefits, we have food stamps, we have Medicare, we have Medicaid. We have over 130 wonderful government programs to provide for the health care of the individual and for the health and welfare of the individual. And basically the people in America, even our people living in poverty, live far better off than people any other place in the world. Even people in the middle class throughout the rest of the world probably don't live as well as the people who live in poverty in America, but we can't afford it. We're doing it all on borrowed money. They're having to borrow over a trillion dollars a year so they can write the Social Security checks and the checks for the food stamps and for the Medicare and for the Medicaid. They're having to borrow over $1 trillion a year, and it's only going to get worse. Go right ahead, William.
And on the other hand, you've got these countries like Russia that are still very socialist in terms of the identity and background of the people who are running the economy. You have the red managers who've deeply burrowed into that system. You have the oligarchy of a former nomenclature that deeded to themselves everything of value in 1991. But they're still producing things that the world is interested in buying, particularly energy. You talked about natural gas. Russia's a huge exporter of natural gas. They're the gas hegemon of the region, and the fact that they're is an underlay, if you will, of issues dealing with the control of that resource in Ukraine is by no means insignificant in the emerging struggle here in that part of Russia's near abroad. And, of course, they have many other natural resources as well. Russia is actually a very rich country in terms of its allotment of natural resources, precious metals in the energy sector, of course, timber, and all kinds of other wonderful goodies. They've been locked up for decades because of that execrable system that was imposed upon them with the help of the West, but they're still very rich, very wealthy in terms of these things that the world wants to buy. You take a look at Brazil. Brazil, likewise, is an energy-producing country with a huge allotment of very worthwhile raw materials, which is one of the reasons why China, which has become the world's factory floor, has been so interested in commercial deals with Brazil. And in India, you've got a huge population, a large percentage of which is very adept at technology. And these countries taken together are producing things that the rest of the world is interested in buying, rather than, in the case of the United States and Great Britain and a handful of other people who are considered to be Washington's allies. They're in the business of bossing other people around. That's not a very attractive export. So when Washington starts pretending as if it's in a position to be dictating terms to the Russian government regarding what's going on in the country, literally right next door to it, that historically has been, during various periods, part of that country, it betokens a blinkered ignorance and arrogance that is hubristic in nature. And I don't know what's going to happen as a result of the likely, almost inevitable outcome of this referendum on Sunday. I am of the opinion, and given that this is something that exists well afield of any legitimate national interest for the United States, it should be taken only as an opinion, that it would be better off for everybody if Washington were to allow the partition of Ukraine and allow the northern and western part of the country, if people living there want to see this arrangement, allow them to fall into the orbit of the European Union or to become simply an independent country, let the southern and eastern section, if this is something to which they are inclined, grow closer to Russia. That's one way that you could bring about a mitigation of this conflict. And you've got Barack Obama, somebody who is completely unburdened by any respect for the United States Constitution, speaking with great affected solemnity about the sanctity of the Ukrainian Constitution and how what's going on here with Russia's involvement in Ukraine is a violation of their precious sovereignty and something that is an affront to their imperishably wonderful Constitution. This is somebody, Mr. Obama, who, like everybody else who's held that office for recent memory, has no respect for the Constitution he actually publicly swore to uphold, so he's got no business dictating to anybody else regarding the constitutional arrangements in any other country. And even if he were a strict constitutionalist, that still wouldn't be part of his job description.
But, you know, the thing is, William, nobody's mentioning the fact that we're very, very critical of Russia because, of course, they're interfering with the internal politics of the Ukraine. What nobody certainly points out is that, in fact, the American government, our intelligence agencies, had invested about $5 billion in overthrowing the democratically elected government of the Ukraine under Yanukovych. Now, basically, you may not like him. He was pro-communist. He was pro-socialist. He may have been a tyrannical ruler, but he was democratically elected in 2010 with a majority of the votes over there, and we conspired to overthrow that government. And now, of course, because after we've overthrown it, and what did we do? We got rid of one government. Now, of course, it's under the control of a group of fascists who actually have swastikas all over, and they give Nazi salutes. And this is a fascist government that we've installed. And now, of course, we're being critical of Russia for wanting to take Crimea back. They're going to have the people vote on Sunday to determine whether the people want to be associated with Ukraine and the fascist government there, or whether they would rather be aligned with, certainly with Russia. And I think that since the majority of the people are Russians, that's the way the vote's going to go. But this whole thing I believe, is somehow engineered. I don't understand it. But I do know that this is, in my estimation, an engineered crisis. And the fact that we're talking about, Sydney, how terrible it is that Russia is interfering with the Ukrainian government. And yet, of course, basically, we installed this government. We violated their sovereignty of that nation. Nobody's talking about that. And I think there's something big going on behind the scenes. It may take a while before we understand it, but something dire, I fear, is just coming.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you were just saying, what was this agreement that NATO would not expand eastward? What was that all about?
Yeah, that was part of, there were a number of promises. I mentioned the Budapest Memorandum, but that was offered at a time when Actually, that would have been during the Clinton administration, but if you take a look at the diplomacy in 1991-1992 involving James Baker and our good friend, Mr. Wolfowitz and company, Dick Cheney was involved in this, Richard Pearl was involved in this, the whole cast of people who had ended up precipitating the Iraq War and its sequel, they were making apparently earnest promises to Russia that in exchange for demobilizing and doing away with the Warsaw Pact, which of course no longer exists anymore, and in exchange for taking measures to normalize relations with the West, that meant reclaiming control over nuclear arsenals in Ukraine and elsewhere, that NATO would not expand eastward. And yet, way back in 2008, under the Bush administration, there was a formal offer made to Ukraine to join NATO. You literally moved the NATO alliance right up onto the front porch of Russia. Now, whatever you think of the government of Russia, I made it pretty clear I've got no sympathy at all whatsoever for this government headed up by a veteran and product of the KGB who's surrounded by similarly disgusting people. Whatever you think of that government, it just doesn't make any sense at all to rational people to be moving in this direction, moving eastward, particularly after these promises were made after the end of the Cold War, as it's described in most history books. And it's not just that this has happened here with the offer to Ukraine back in 2008, way back in the 1990s, and early in the 2000s, there were a partnership for peace entreaties made to elements of the Russian Federation proper and the Baltics. And so if you take a look at a map that describes, that illustrates the military configuration here between Russia and then countries that are aligned with NATO, the European Union, and the United States, you do have, and I hate to use this expression because it has an unfortunate pedigree, you do have a really good case to be made for the proposition that Russia would envision itself as being encircled by the United States, by NATO, and by the European Union. There really is no defensive rationale for the continued existence of NATO, but most people don't understand that NATO was not created as a defensive anti-Soviet alliance. It was created as a regional affiliate of the United Nations, and it is the de facto military arm of the United Nations, albeit one that is controlled by the United States. Really, the United Nations never has had any military assets that have not been provided by the United States, whatever supposed allies that Washington can bully or browbeat or bribe and collaborate. But if you take a look at this from the perspective of the Russians and recognize that every nation in classic diplomatic theory, every nation has a right to look to its own interests, but those interests are defined by international borders. You've got to wonder if, as you say, Dr. Stan, this isn't something being engineered for the purpose of provoking a reaction on the part of Russia. I don't know the extent to which Putin would be consciously involved in any type of choreography of this variety. I don't know if he's consciously playing a role or if he's simply reacting in a very predictable way.
Well, you know, William, basically the whole hierarchy of Russia is KGB.
Sure.
And basically, of course, we have so that is their intelligence agency. One of the major organizations running the United States is the CIA and NSA, our intelligence agencies. The CIA and the KGB have always worked very closely together. And you can go back and you can trace this a long time ago. I mean, I hate to sound like I think there's a conspiracy, but I think there's a conspiracy. I think this whole thing is contrived. I don't understand it, but I do know we're heading into some sort of what I believe is a contrived conflict, and it may only be economic. It may simply only going to bring a terrible economic consequences to America. I cannot imagine we were going to get involved militarily over there, but who knows? We live in a world gone mad. Go right ahead, William.
Oh, we certainly live in a world that has lost its purchase on rationality, particularly if you take a look at politics. But one of the things that has been a leitmotif in our conversations over the last year or so, Dr. Stan, has been the possibility that when everything else fails, the classic Keynesian formula for economic stimulus is military conflict. And I, like you, have expected that we would see some kind of a conflict with Iran. I expected perhaps that we would see some kind of a conflict with Syria. The only country on earth that's got a government with military assets that could actually do damage to the United States is that of the Russian Federation. And it would surprise me deeply if we actually saw ourselves overt military hostilities with Russia. But given the depth of psychosis that characterizes the people of Washington, that's something that's not beyond the realm of possibility. And that frightens me a great deal.
Well, I guess as well. And of course, I think the thing is that basically, where are we headed? I think something big is going to be coming within the next few months. Whether it'll be military, whether it'll be financial, I don't know. But I do know that the people who are running things behind the scenes, the elite, are frightened to death. There's going to be a major economic catastrophe. And I think they're probably right. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. And we're certainly talking about what's going on over there, certainly in the Ukraine. Go right ahead, William.
Yes. There, of course, is a standard series of tropes that are played by the war party here in the United States. And you actually had Hillary Clinton, of all the apparently unlikely people, about a week and a half ago, actually pulling out the Godwin Law violation card by comparing Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler. And the idea here is that in Crimea, you'd have something akin to the Angelus after the reinvigorated and Western-funded and American-funded, American banking sector-funded National Socialist Government went back into the Rhineland, and they reconstituted their military military and productive capacity, and then they went into Austria through the Anschluss and absorbed that country, and then they started talking about the ethnic Germans, the Sudetenland, and the ethnic Germans, the Polish in the Polish the ethnic Germans in the Polish quarter called Danzig. All these things were leftovers from the Treaty of Versailles. Suddenly you had Adolf Hitler going and reconstituting the Greater Reich. Hillary Clinton and the neocon contingent here in the United States are acting as if Vladimir Putin is following the same strategy. And a lot of this, quite frankly, I think, reflects the groundwork that was laid during the Olympics and building up to the Olympics, when there were wildly exaggerated stories about the wholesale persecution of homosexuals in Russia. And you had Vladimir Putin talking about the United States government becoming godless and post-Christian. And you had people here with the Obama administration and much of the prestige press acting as if it was simply the case that you had the Russian government sponsoring pogroms against homosexuals in Russia. There have been some horrible things done to homosexuals on the streets of Russia, but it's not the case, as Glenn Beck, of all the apparently unlikely people, said, that you were dealing here with what he called heterofascism, that you had a government in Russia that was seeking to exterminate homosexuals as a class of people. That's not the case at all. But this is something that's fed into the larger narrative here of a type of hyper-nationalistic revanche on the part of the Putin government that would plug very seamlessly into the larger narrative of Putin becoming a Hitler-type menace to the peace and stability of the world. That's not the case here at all. I have to reemphasize, I will not miss an opportunity to reiterate the fact that this guy is a product of a horrible, horrible system. He's a colonel in the KGB, probably still holds that rank, albeit sub rosa. He's surrounded by the siloviki, that's the Russian expression meaning men of strength. They're people from the intelligence agencies and the military sector. Everybody in any position of prominence in the oligarchy in Russia comes out of the Komsomol, the Communist Youth League, that organization that was designed to indoctrinate people into the tenets of Soviet Marxism. They become corporate capitalists, corporate socialists. We have exactly the same kind of people running the economy here, albeit they've arrived at their current position following a rather different route. But what's happening in Ukraine is not a replay of the crisis of the Sudetenland. It's not a replay of the reconstitution of the Reich. Many of the stories in recent days have talked about how Putin allegedly, and I've not been able to confirm this, he probably said something along these lines, allegedly said that the destruction of the Soviet Union was a world historic tragedy. And first of all, you're dealing with somebody who's a product of that system. It wouldn't surprise me if he felt a certain personal loss when this sprawling apparatus of political control that he had served supposedly was folded up and put away. But as I said, I don't really think that's happened. I think that Russia today, in terms of the people running things, is not terribly different from Soviet Russia in 1991 and 1992. I mean, you have a generational shift here. Younger people, people my age, people even on the sunshine side of 50, who are in the ruling echelons in Russia, are not a product of that system. But if you get down into the 30s, the rising generation of people of influence, they tend to be very anti-communist. That's something that you can't really say about most American college campuses, certainly most American college faculties. They're deeply mired in that type of thinking. But we're not dealing here with, in my opinion, on the part of Putin, something that fits into that template. But that's the propaganda line that's being provided here. The template I'm referring to is the Hitler of the week or the Hitler of the month meme that people are always trotting out. Every time there's somebody who arises and is targeted as the enemy du jour, people have to draw a funny little mustache on him and try to find facile parallels with the history of the Third Reich. And ironically enough, in Ukraine, you do have that kind of a situation. And those are the people that Washington put power. The Ukrainian government, the usurping Ukrainian government that was installed with the help of the United States and the European Union, in defiance of the constitution of the Ukrainian government, that document for which Barack Obama has such storied reverence, supposedly. This government is riddled with people who are from a classic fascist movement in terms not only of their ideology, but also the way they present themselves. And that's when I start thinking in terms of deeply cynical, deep politics analysis of what's going on here, Dr. Stan. Because one of the things that happens in large-scale strategic programs of this sort is that they want to have a psychological operations program that would target a country. And if the idea is they want to foment a conflict, they want to restart something akin to the Cold War, which was such a tremendously helpful and lucrative enterprise for people on both sides of that completely contrived conflict, then one of the things they need to do is they need to create in the mind of the Russian public this sense of threat. And as I mentioned before, the Russian perspective here would make it pretty clear that they are being encircled, that they are facing sort of a classic encirclement by hostile forces.
And I think it's so important to realize that the new government that is taking control of the Ukraine is a fascist society.
Yeah.
And they actually use the swastika. If you can see the pictures up on the Internet of a new president giving the Nazi type of salute. And basically, Chris, really what is amazing about this is a similarity to what happened back in the 1930s. What most Americans do not understand is that it was the American corporations and the American banks that created and financed Adolf Hitler. And those of you who are not got the material we have going into the background of this, certainly the writings of John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above the level of top secret. His book, America's Nazi Secret, are interviews with him, a 4-CD set, certainly the war against the Jews. You'll find out that American corporations, American banks, including Prescott Bush and a man named George Herbert Walker, another banker, who is the grandfather of George W. Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush. But basically, these Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker were instrumental in financing Adolf Hitler before and during the war. They were Prescott Bush was indicted after the war. You can check all this on the Internet. Indicted for financing Adolf Hitler. And basically, then, of course, Hitler was allowed to escape. And if you doubt that, you need to get our new great 4-CD set on that. We have all sorts of documentation on this. I'm firmly convinced this happened. But now, again, it's like deja vu all over again, because we're creating a fascist society or a national socialist society in the Ukraine. Why would we be doing that? It doesn't make sense. But remember, we overthrew the government that was there, and we installed this new government. And then, of course, we're talking to Putin and saying how terrible it is. You want to interfere with the affairs of the Ukraine. Why, how dare you? I mean, don't you believe in the elected democratic process and the constitution of the Ukraine? They give hypocrisy a bad name. Go ahead, William.
I do think what's going on here, though, is you talk about all these developments. I think they're probably targeting the Russian population. I think they're running a psychological operation, if you will, that is intended to create a narrative on the part of the Russian population and the Russian media here that they're facing this insurgent enemy, because otherwise I don't think they'd really be inclined to look upon the West with hostility. There's a really interesting column in the Telegraph of London today by Angus Roxburgh. He's a former correspondent, I believe, to the BBC in Moscow, and he talks about the fact that you have this wave of wartime propaganda in the Russian press, which is largely government-controlled. The biggest difference is they're honest about it. I think there's actually more independence editorially for journalists in Russia than there is here in the United States. I think there's actually more criticism of the regime in Russia than there is here in the United States. What Mr. Roxburgh points out in his column is that as the referendum in the Crimea approaches on Sunday, images on Russian television are astonishing. They are more propagandistic and venomous than anything I can remember even from Soviet time. Breathless presenters whip up hysteria with blood-curdling stories of atrocities being committed by the neo-Nazi junta now governing Ukraine. Overheated victims beg Putin to help. Kindly Russians offer to give refuge to the terrified people fleeing Ukraine. And menacing music accompanies montages of swastikas, fascist thugs armed with clubs, and black and white images of Hitler's troops and burning villages. It is all apparently aimed at preparing the public to accept that there may be war and that Russia will be fighting in a just cause. Yet I have a horrible feeling that President Putin believes all this stuff. He receives this information mainly from his trusted secret services, men like himself, schooled in the dark arts of KGB disinformation. I worked as a media consultant to the Kremlin from 2006 to 2009, close enough to gain a sense of Putin's growing paranoia. Mr. Roxburgh concludes in that paragraph. Thing is, I think there's probably an element of truth to that perception. And this is something that ties into a very deep and understandable fear within the Russian psyche, if you will. If you want to characterize Russia as one body, there's a very long historic memory here of what happened in World War II. The Russians lost, by common estimate, 20 million people fighting and defeating their erstwhile ally in National Socialist Germany. That's a big part of the story. There's a terrific book you're probably familiar with it called Icebreaker, which talks about the way that Stalin specifically cultivated, along with Western influences that we refer to, Dr. Stan, cultivated Hitler and the National Socialist Movement as a way of opening up the potential for conquest of Central, Eastern, and eventually Western Europe. And through the Rapallo Treaty and some other secret arrangements, you had the Wehrmacht being tutored by and equipped by Leon Trotsky's Red Army. And then you had the betrayal of June 6, 1941, which was predictable to anybody, except for apparently Joseph Stalin, who, by common reports, had a nervous breakdown after it was clear that he'd been stabbed in the back, perfectly predictably, by Adolf Hitler. Joseph Stalin's reaction was essentially, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal, and he had a breakdown for several days. But this is something that has resonance even today, even for people who are my age and younger in Russia. They're very well aware of what happened during what they call the Great Patriotic War. So when the West is plausibly and accurately accused of fomenting a neo-Nazi government or a government in Ukraine that is at least very thoroughly tainted with neo-Nazi elements, that's something that really does concern the Russian public at large. And Putin is no doubt exaggerating this, and the state-run media in Moscow and elsewhere would be exaggerating this, but in doing so, they're being no more irresponsible or dishonest than the media here in the United States. Reading this, I found myself remembering what happened back in 1999 when Slobodan Milosevic of Serbia was being treated as the latest avatar of Hitler, and Kosovo was being depicted as the site of the biggest genocide since the end of World War II, and it was all the most perfect patent nonsense. They were circulating stories of hundreds of thousands of ethnic Albanian men being shipped in boxcars to distant destinations and being systematically slaughtered. None of that was happening. That was something completely created in the American media. And that was used, ironically enough, to justify U.S. military intervention in order to allow the Albanian government to foment a separatist movement within Serbia and break off Kosovo from Serbia. And now you've got that rump government in Serbia, or rather in Kosovo, on territory that they stole from Serbia.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're getting to this point of the program where I need to get you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly get your books, how they can listen to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button and support you as Barbara and I do.
Well, Dr. Dan, first of all, I really do appreciate everything that you and Barbara and many of your listeners have done to support me and my work and my family. My chief outlet is still the Pro Libertate blog. It's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to any search engine, Google or hopefully something not so completely infiltrated by the NSA, and type in Pro Libertate and Greg. That should be the first return. I publish once or twice a week, and the essays are between 1,200 and 2,000 words. There's a PayPal button at that blog, both at the bottom of every essay, and if you look at the right-hand border of the page, there's a PayPal button. And we're also set up now to take Bitcoin. I do have my doubts and reservations about Bitcoin. However, if people are interested in donating by way of Bitcoin, that's something that we can accept now. And I'm not going to be involved in speculating with Bitcoin. I'd use that for the same purposes that I use PayPal. But once again, freedominourtime.blogspot.com for the Pro Libertate blog. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It comes on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time or 7 o'clock Pacific on the Liberty News Radio Network, which is found at libertyroundtable.com. libertyroundtable.com. There's a Listen Live Now utility in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, the libertyroundtable.com page. You can click on that, listen to it every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It's a pre-recorded show. It's more of a podcast than anything else. And once again, it's called Freedom Zella Radio. I do have a YouTube channel as well. It's called the Freedom Zella Channel. I'm posting things occasionally there as well. I'm on Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter at Blarney Concarney. It's a nickname I was given back in my college days when I believed, incorrectly as it turns out, that I was Mexican-Irish. But the nickname stuck, at Blarney Concarney on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook under William N. Grigg. And I contribute as well to lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. Mr. Rockwell is the head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama. And lewrockwell.com is a very widely read libertarian page. And I contribute articles to that page, and also I'm very active in the blog. And it all is rooted, once again, in the Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Look for the PayPal button at the bottom of every essay and in the right-hand border of the page. And once again, we do take Bitcoin as well.
And I would simply comment that William also writes the Radio Liberty newsletter. And when you get the Radio newsletter, why, you get his commentary. And certainly I make a few remarks at the end. But after writing for 15 years and getting to the point where I am in age, why it just takes too long, too much for me to actually to write an article. And he does a beautiful job. We get so many comments for our supporters, how much they enjoy William's monthly newsletter at RadioLiberty.com. So if you'd like to get that, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan back here, and we do hope you enjoy the weekly conversation with William. He does most of the talking, but I stand in awe, and I always enjoy William. His commentary is excellent, but I think his what he said tonight is so vitally important. We're on the edge of something major. Now, I feel, and certainly I have no inside information, but I feel this is going to have serious economic consequences. I think that this is going to, Russia is going to retaliate, probably with the help of China and India and Brazil, and retaliate economically against the United States. And we're going to suddenly find, my goodness, you know, we have this massive debt. And where's the money coming from to actually pay this off? I think we're going to see increasing monetary instability of this country. And I think that's exactly what it's all about. I think they want to destroy the financial stability of this nation and bring about a one-world government, a one-world monetary system, and they're going to impoverish the vast majority of the people in the United States. And finally, they want to, of course, create a one-world religion, and they're doing everything they can to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And our children are being indoctrinated in atheism in our schools, so that when the majority of the children, I think about 8% of the children, when they graduate from college today, still have their faith. Now, many of them may get it back with time, but of course they've done everything they can, because the purpose of a United States government is to destroy Christianity. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. His justice will not sleep forever, and I think he's going to bring terrible judgment on our nation. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with me and you believe we have an important message, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family. And you can get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. Or a lot of people just simply will contribute to Radio Liberty. And we're primarily dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe our message, and want to help us maintain our network of stations out across America. And without the help of good people, certainly generous people, why we'd never be able to manage what we do. We do have a few advertisers, products we pretty believe in, but certainly we don't have that many. It is primarily the people out there across America who believe in our message, who are helping us, that has allowed us to maintain the network that we have. And so there's only a small number of alternative radio programs. Alex Jones, we're not an Alex Jones at all. We don't want to be that big. Certainly, Joyce Riley, certainly, John Leffler, certainly, Butch Paw. We could go down the list of events. All these people out there on the front lines of this battle who, for one reason or another, have been called into this battle, and I really believe we've been called into this battle. And if you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can become part of our network, part of the Radio Liberty family. So, certainly, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and certainly you can go there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. You can read what I've written about the population control agenda. And if you don't know, they've already killed billions of people, and they're going to kill billions more, and certainly in the coming conflicts, and certainly by the poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the food, and they know exactly what they're doing. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country, because the good people are so busy being busy, and the church is silent. And we have some wonderful ministers out there trying to get out the message. An awful lot of them have come under tremendous attack. If you haven't gotten Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs, we do have them, whether UFOs or the Final Countdown. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at the various items we have. And then please, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land free. from the mountain to the prairie.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 14 March 2014. It's Friday. It is hard to believe it is Friday already. What a short week. I told these boys here in the studio, Josh and JD, that if you do radio, your life will...